Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. You want to holler at me? You got a call-in number. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you want to get in the chat room with us, smoothdrama.com. Dive in, speak your piece, say what you want to say, be who you want to be. It's all there for you. Come on, dive in, smoothdrama.com, jump in the chat room. I'd like to hear what y'all got to say. I'd like to interact. So, I'll let you boy. Social media. If you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself, or Mr. J, a.k.a. Mr. Lavender, a.k.a. King J, a.k.a. Shiny Nostrils. You got all that. We'll let you into the Smooth Drama group. As well as pretty much anywhere there's social media, you holla, follow, whatever. We will holla, follow, whatever. Now, it's the apocalypse, but the apocalypse is over. Long live the apocalypse. So we went from more scrumptiouser to just our regular scheduled program, the apocalypse. So, I got a good one for you. Want to hear it? Here it go. Apparently, you can get paid now to drink water. So, there's a plan to hire a chief thirst officer for 8 weeks. They say getting paid to sleep is the ultimate job. And I'm like, so you gonna pay me to sleep and drink water? Okay. The company's name is Hydrant, and they make hydration supplements to add to water, and is looking to pay $15,000 for the 8 week stint, which starts out about $267 a day. So Hydrant wants to hook you up, and you're the chosen candidate. We expected to share a minimum of 3 videos a week to social media, and you'll love the spotlight, be up to speed with the latest pop culture trends, and all that. So, in order to apply, you'll need to post an online video at least 15 seconds long, tagging Hydrant and explaining why you're the perfect person for the job. And they add the clip, tell us why you're thirsty. So if you trying to get paid $15,000 to drink water, talking about 2 months to be a chief thirst officer, you have to tag Hydrant. At least 15 seconds. At least. On why you should get the job and why you're thirsty. So, there it is. If you're interested in that kind of thing. So, I was like, man, that looks like a great job. Sounds like a great job. It might be the one that take you over the top. If you're listening to the show, this might be the one that take you over the top. And if that don't do it for you, I don't know. I mean, $15,000 to drink water? And I'm like, I'm drinking water right now. And I'm like, I can get paid to drink water, so I might get another job. I might get another job. I'm just going to have a problem with that posting 3 times a day. That's my weakness, right? I don't know if I can post 3 times a day. That's a whole lot. That's a whole lot, especially for me. But hey, you know what? You never know. Speaking of posting up, you missed it. I'm sorry. If you were in Massachusetts, Ralph's Tavern yesterday in Worcester, they from 4 to 6, you could have used Monopoly money to pay the $5 cover charge, and they were accepting the Monopoly money for hot dogs, non-alcoholic Jello shots, and tickets for a raffle. Because they wanted to be, because apparently Monopoly is making a local to Massachusetts Monopoly game, and they in order to be considered, they wanted to put themselves on the map. You can use Monopoly money, so I guess we'll see if it works. I need some place to do that here in Cali, though. I need somebody to do that in Cali. Because we're talking about just, I can use my Monopoly money. I got 3 Monopoly games. I got 3 of them. I've got the regular one. I've got the Marvel Comics one. And I've got the one where you use the cards and you swipe the credit card. So I'm like, my regular one, I can drop that cash off in a heartbeat. I'd have been up in there. Drinks for everybody from 4 to 6. I'd have went down there. I'd have brought all my 500s. Like, hey, I got a little cheddar. Let's go. So I'd have paid everybody's way in. Come on in. But maybe here in Cali or somewhere else, we'll hear about it. Now I just have to fly down and go on dive in, right? Go on and dive in. I'm curious. Would y'all do that? Y'all be down for that? Spend your Monopoly money. I know most of my listeners are like, hell yeah, I'll drop that Monopoly money in a minute. For free? Hell yeah. Hell to the yeah. But it is what it is, right? Speaking of what it is, so today in New York, they added a third gender option. I was like, okay. So apparently, the birth certificates and licenses in the state, there's going to be a thing where, and this is according to the Gender Recognition Act, it allows non-binary individuals
to select X for their gender on driver's license, and there will be an option on birth certificates to select parent instead of mother or father. Okay. I'm like, all right, so mother and father is parent. But, I mean, I guess we just got to go all the way in. We got to go all the way in on this. So now we're going to, you can select X on your gender and your for your driver's license and your birth certificate. There are so many thoughts. I just wonder, is it that serious? Is it that serious where folks want to be so specific about who they're not? I'm not a guy. I'm not female. I'm just X. Okay, now, I don't care. I'm just wondering, what is the purpose to this? I mean, you know, we've been going through the bathroom thing, and I'm like, I don't give a damn who's in the bathroom, quite honestly. If I'm using the bathroom and women are in there, it's not a big deal for me. I don't care. It's like, it's not that big of a deal. I don't think it should be that big of a deal for people to be in the bathroom. I don't know. I just thought, I'm going in the bathroom. That's all I had. I'm going in the bathroom. That's it. And then I'm done. I wash my hands. And then, guess what? I'm out of the bathroom. It's over. I haven't seen the big issue yet, but apparently it's a big issue. And now, what's on the birth certificate, it's a big deal. It's a really, 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 really big deal. I got that X. I'm non-binary. So, what does that mean? I'm not bad. I just don't care. I don't care about your sex and who you want to have sex with. It doesn't affect me at all. But apparently it affects some people. But I'm trying to get why. Why? So now it'll be parent. You put your name on there. I'm a parent. Like, yeah. My name on the birth certificate, I'm the parent. Yeah. It's pretty cut and dry, I think. But apparently, I know not whereof I speak. But we continue to do stuff like this that just makes no sense whatsoever. I didn't know it was that important to folks to be able to go into a different bathroom. I mean, they're called unisex bathrooms now, but I mean, just come on. I mean, if you went to the club during my club days, women would always run into the men's bathroom anyway because of the lines and in the women's bathroom where there weren't for the men. So I don't know. I don't think too many times anybody got hurt. I don't think there was a dude at the door like, God damn it, you got a vagina. You better not bring your ass in this bathroom or we going to hurt you. It just didn't happen. It didn't happen. But here we are. Don't come into our bathroom or you're going to use the bathroom. Just a bad song, right? That's what happened. You go into the bathroom. You use the bathroom. Then you wash your hands. Or we're going to talk bad about you. Like, man, she need to wash her hands, nasty ass. Come up in our bathroom not washing her hands or nothing. I'm just saying. That would be my thoughts. I think like that. But hey, who am I? And on that note, we're going to take a break. This is HISD. Sheetrock.
Erotic, sex, rap, fit, logic. Parable between her and my brain topic. I'm the great MC, scream the name Scott P. Sounds heavenly, rock the bed sheet. Got style, similar to position switching. Missionary ripping, can't touch my doggy vision. Got a leg of one, ride the beat. She likes when I feed the freak nasty seeds. I keep going even when the pen leaks. It drips on the sheet, so sexy. Light till she reach a peak. Lot of if you have, more work to put in. If you can't sleep, I'm too deep. Eargasm, she get treated for them back battles. You know, you know, you know. Erotic, sex, rap, shit, logic, MacBook Pro, G4, so exotic. She's so automatic, he's so robotic. When the two come together, it sounds so melodic. Input, output, hardware, it plugs in. Mic check, 1, 2, yes, y'all, she's all in. Freak, freak, y'all, 1, 2, he falls in. Right on cue, give me bass on two. The two get it in, cause he keep her disciplined. Pull a track out, when she poke her back out. In the window, after we both school, he do pro tool. Analog to digital, needle in the groove. Dialogue is minimal, cheetah with a spoon. Fruity loop, cereal, killer with a broom. Sweeper off the cheat sheet, going next to deep free. Get deep. Erotic, sex, rap, fit, logic. Got me standing, get it out with my brush out, capturing the visuals. I let this sit, dip, lather up, thick, don't flinch, cause close, we got a problem. Luckily, my stroke's magic. Gently place crystals on a canvas, candid. Thoughts while making art and poetry. Use techniques to emote with a heartbeat. Freak, freak, think, think, something too deep. To express verbally, let our minds reach galaxy waves and concepts creatively. Painting pictures in the dark so vividly. The imagery we express with this scene. So what I had in mind, if it was no time. In a piece from the mix of light rays and white seas. Ooh, wee. Rock,
Erotic, sex, rap, shit, logic. A weekend with your girl and she can't stop it. No flow, who the hoopin' and heck, she yo. Have a bowl, grab a ball, pick in a hole. Road straight, no dice. Put her lips on my mic till it sounds nice. You can hear it as I comb through her eardrums, drunk on the one glass full of lyrics, intoxicated spirit, spirit. These five shots of Patron got us gone on to a galaxy of radios, to a cosmos past the ozone. Turbo backbreaking foundation concrete, rock hard. Oh Lord, check the level, deep for trouble. Rent up the whole wall to the sheetrock falls, house calls. The weekend ends when her weekend pain. Nice to freak ya.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was HISD, Sheetrock. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, so I don't know if y'all saw it. There's a statue of Marilyn Monroe in Palm Springs. And, you know, folks are going crazy over it. And some people are saying it's offensive because it's Marilyn Monroe with the dress and the wind blowing it up, and they had the panties and all that, the booty underneath, and apparently people taking pictures with their tongue out and, you know, fingers, whatever, like, and so some folks are saying that it's a sexist thing. Now, some people cheered, of course, and then there's people who, when I saw it, it made me think. I was like, wow, so they did the dress, but then they did with the underwear and the booty, and I was like, I've always thought, well, not thought. I've always known that, you know, sexism in America was the issue, and we could say it's a worldwide thing, right? I mean, and then we talk about Marilyn Monroe. I mean, she was like Kim Kardashian before Kim Kardashian. Like, she was famous for the people that she slept with. For the most part, I mean, we talked about this, and so now she's got the statue, and it's the basic, you know, it's almost like Groundhog Day, where you have a situation where people sexualize the Marilyn Monroe statue. Like, women are always sexualized. So, for example, as a comic book guy, you see the comic book characters, they're in their fishnets and their bikinis. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense. No, nobody's dressing like that. You're not fighting crime in heels in fishnets. I mean, in real life, if I saw it, I'd be like, you know what, you go, girl. That was like real life. You know, I'd rock with her, right? But the sexualized images, Wonder Woman in her bikini or miniskirt, Black Canary fishnet, Zatanna fishnet, Supergirl miniskirt. And it's funny, the season that they cancel Supergirl is the season that she wears pants, right? So it's always been sexualization, over-sexualization of women, no matter what, superhero, real life. It's one of those unfortunate, and I guess I'm being nice here when I say unfortunate, but I mean we know that this is stuff that's done on purpose. We know why. To me it's just horrible. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I don't like the female books. It's just like, so we're in bathing suits. We're in the bathing suit. Now, you talk about the bathing suit, and I always thought, well, what happens if villains take liberties because you're in the fishnet? What happens in it? I mean, I would say Wonder Woman would probably kill you, allegedly. But the fact that they're in the fishnet, nobody ever, and they're in the, like, they just got on like the bikini draw, and none of the villains ever think in the fight, I'm pulling your draws down. Now some folks would say, come on now, that don't make sense. But I'm saying, if we being nonsensical from the jump, where they're out there in their draws, essentially, I mean, is it out of the question that a villain would pull your draws down? I'm just saying. And so, what does that have to do with the Marilyn Monroe statue? Well, it's Marilyn Monroe statue, where people are taking pictures. They're not necessarily taking the pictures with her, like, standing in front of her, like, with Marilyn. A lot of them were doing that other stuff. And I know it ain't everybody, but the fact that it's getting done is the issue. I personally think it's reprehensible, and it's sad that it happened. And you know, you hope that people would not do that kind of stuff, but shit is gonna happen. It always happens. And speaking of whatchamacallit, I gotta go into the dumbass of the week. All right, so dumbass of the week. This waitress in New Jersey who decided when some customers refused to pay the check, she chased after them. There's three men, two women, and she chased after them. They pulled her in the car, and then threw her out the other vehicle. I guess that they lumped her a little bit, and she, she wasn't seriously hurt. They said she suffered some bruises and a possible concussion. But I'm like, what's up with these concerned employees all of a sudden? Is that stupid? Look, they didn't pay for it. You be like, hey, look, they just ran out. They ain't pay for it. Because it should be no skin off your back. I can't make people pay. And I'm damn sure not running. I mean, she could have died for a restaurant's little measly money. Nope. Not going to be able to do it. And if you're doing that kind of stuff, you got a problem. So, yeah, she got lucky. She got out of it with some bruises and possible concussion. Because she could have just got out of it with some death chasing after folks because they didn't pay the check. That's what we got security for. That's what we got security for. I'm definitely not going to be the one chasing anyone. But that's just me. And speaking of chasing someone, so I read that T-Pain said that he battled 4 years of depression after Usher said he fucked up music by using auto-tune. You know, and he said, Usher was my friend. I really respect Usher. And he said, I'm going to tell you something, man. You kind of fucked up music. Because, you know, you did auto-tune. And I'm like, can you blame T-Pain? Or the 1,000 people after him? He did it. It went well. So, imitation is the greatest form of flattery, or rather, shit, he sold millions. I am going to auto-tune and sell millions, too. I mean, it sounds stupid, but it's not. I mean, the depression, I'm not depressed. I mean, I'd be depressed if I made music and nobody bought it. Then that's depression. But you make music and you sold millions and you doing all right, nah, I'm cool. Oh, I messed it up? Nah, it's them other fools after me who messed it up that can't sing. What's that got to do with me? I did it. I mean, well, Roger did it first. The T-Pain came out and expanded on that. Reintroduce folks to auto-tune. I mean, I hate him for it, but I don't hate him. I just hate the fact that he used the auto-tune, because then everybody wanted to use auto-tune. And auto-tune just basically makes my body shut down. I got nothing for auto-tune. Got nothing for auto-tune. It's like, it's the worst thing ever. And I will battle anybody who says otherwise. Because I don't like it. I'm sure there's people out there who love it. I'm like, you know what, blame it on the alcohol, whatever. I'm just saying, it sucks. And so the fact that he's talking about, oh, he suffered from depression. I ask that, do people feel like people are really, really, really extra sensitive now? Do we feel like that? That people are insensitive? I try not to do the error comparison. I've always been the whole, yeah, it's the same thing. It just, we have internet. So folks will always be out there with what used to be hidden, right? So you could do some things and you wouldn't get tweeted about whatnot. And so I just think that's what's happened. So now you have folks who I guess maybe suffered in silence. Now you don't suffer in silence. You suffer on the internet, where you tell everybody how you're feeling some kind of way, and they all react to you. And here we are. We're all touchy feely behind one another's feelings. And it's all good. And I guess there's happiness that's derived from that. I guess there's happiness that's derived from that. Because if you need someone to talk to, I get it. I get that. But then I have to say, all right, so you needed somebody to talk to. And so you told the world, but then you get more upset because, hell, everybody, well, you get a lot of negativity because it's the internet. There's no shortage of internet muscles. There's no shortage of internet muscles. So here we are. Does it make it better? Does it make it worse? I don't know. I just wonder, because I know we talk about mental health, and mental health is a serious thing. You know, being able to decompress, having hobbies that take your mind off of things. What your coping skills? What do you do to cope? That's not detrimental to you and yours. I mean, there's a lot of things. So you got people that indulge in sports. They self-medicate. I mean, there's all kinds of things that happen. And we talk about mental health. And you know, I've always been a big believer of hobbies. Hobbies have always been important. What's your hobby? Do you have something that can take your mind off of things? It's out there. And what you do to put yourself
in a better place is very, very important. You know, because we've got so much going on. It's like I talk about the apocalypse. When I talk about the apocalypse, and then we're done with the more scrumptious of apocalypse, where we're pretty much done with it. And then long live the apocalypse. Now we're back to our regular apocalypse. We were in the irregular, more scrumptious apocalypse. Now we're back into the apocalypse. And how do we deal with that mentally? I mean, do you have people that you can talk to? People that you can be vulnerable with? You can be yourself, right? Because I know a lot of people are like, yeah, they don't, you know, like, believe in therapy, but I think that, you know, if you
you have conversations with people, and you have people that you can, you feel like you can trust and can just bear your soul and be who you are wherever you want to be, then yeah, I think that's important that you be able to do that. Because it's hard out here, not just for meow. It's hard out here for everybody. I didn't say that right. I was like, remember that stupid song, that stupid movie, Hustle and Flow? It's hard out here for meow. And they won the Academy Award, but one of them awards for best soundtrack, Whoop That Trick, was on there. Hard out here for a pimp. All classic songs. All classic songs. That stay etched in my mind. Won't stop thinking about how hard it is out here for a pimp. Mentally. Way too much. Way too much. But I guess I should jump into my hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So there was a New Mexico man, Joel Arcianega Sainz. He's accused of murder in first degree. He slayed 51-year-old James Garcia in Apodaca Park. Apparently that's in New Mexico. Anyway, somebody slaying somebody, that's pretty standard. But he cut the head off and began playing soccer with the head in the public park. Like, yeah, you just heard me. He cut the head off, played soccer with it, mutilated the body a little bit more, you know, stabbed it, cut off the middle finger, and yeah. That's what you do. See, that's supreme hate right there. I'm going to kill you, cut your middle finger off, cut your head off, and then I'm going to play soccer with the head. Yep. That's extra special right there. I don't think that's going to make Lifetime, though. I don't think it's going to make Lifetime, a.k.a. the murder channel. You know, women have an inordinate amount of murder channels. Lifetime, ID channel. All the channels that show those murder shows, those are women's channels. Not too many dudes like, yeah, I want to check out that murder. Y'all watch the murder channels. So, anyway, this one's for you. Joel Arcianega Sainz. He killed a man and played soccer with his head. That's gangster hate right there. Just, if you didn't know, now you know. On that note, I am going to go on break. This is Mystical. Here I go.
Go.
Thank you. together you got smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was mystical. Here I go. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Groundhog Day time. Is it? Is it really? Nah, actually it's not. Apparently, there's some important stuff going on that nobody's really talking about. But I think here in California alone, we've had 11 beached whales so far. No explanation. And they said they're not doing autopsies, which... I'm a conspiracy theorist, so I'll just come out and say it. If you're not doing autopsies, that means you know what's killing the damn whales. You know it. We just not going to do an autopsy because we don't want it to get out that we're doing some kind of experiment. Something's in the water that's messed up. That is killing whales. So there's the first jump right there. Apparently, scientists are baffled by hundreds of sick and dying birds across the United States. They're dying without explanation in parts of the South and Midwest. The wildlife experts in at least six states and in Washington, D.C. have reported an increase in sick or dying birds in the past month. The most commonly afflicted birds are blue jays, common grackles, and European starlings. And it's supposedly Kate Slankert, an avian biologist with the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources, says, as we're experiencing an unusual amount of bird mortality this year. You know, symptoms include crusty or puffy eyes, neurological signs of seizures, and an inability to stay balanced. And they said birds are also behaving as if they're blind and exhibit other abnormalities. Now, think about that. Oh, they also have other abnormalities, like they don't fly away when people get close. They just sit still and just shake. And they're saying hundreds of birds in just Kentucky alone in five other states, including Washington, D.C. They have that problem. Now, we can say, you know what? I'm tripping. Why are we even talking about this? This ain't even important. Ain't even important. We should be talking about racism. Or the hole in the hole zone. Just saying. Important stuff. Climate change. I'm saying, if animals are dying without provocation and nobody knows what's happening, whales just dying for no reason. Birds just dying for no reason. I mean, do we care? Is it really important in the scale of things? We talk about something serious. There's a reality show on TV somewhere. Bachelorette, Basketball Wives, Keeping Up with Kardashians. There's just a plethora of reality show adventures out there waiting to be lived through somebody else's eyes. But birds and other animals just dying for no reason, no cause for concern. No cause for concern, right? We don't care. Because we just don't care. Just birds. We have dominion over the earth. That's what some folks tell you. So, let's put that out there. I mean, is birds dying at an inordinate rate, is that important? Is it, though? I guess we'll find out. We'll find out. In the meantime, in between time, Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Now, it's the double Groundhog Day. There's police are doing de-escalation training. I was like, aw, ain't that sweet? I'm like, aw, they're using de-escalation training simulator to train officers on the use of force. I would say, you know what? Let's just do this. Why don't we just use image inducers so that it'd be contact lenses so that officers, when they see suspects, predominantly suspects that may or may not look like me and my co-host, maybe if they saw them as white people, saw us as white people, it would solve the problem. Police de-escalation, they de-escalate fine. These white folks, it's real smooth and easy. Goes down light. It's the smoothest drink ever. I've seen several videos. White dudes attacking, almost taking the gun, all that. Just crazy. So we just need them to all wear those virtual reality glasses where it automatically turns the black person white. Just automatically. The police, they see the lenses, oh, it's a white person. And that person then gets arrested. No need for de-escalation. Just need them to see white people when they arrest them. If they see white people when they arrest them, you don't have to worry about shooting. The shootings would go down exponentially. We talking about, about 80, 90% of the shootings, whoever, whatever, that look like me. Just a thought. Is just a thought. Maybe we're into it. Maybe we're not. I was going to say, on that note, this was another smooth drama production. I'm Mr. F the N-Word. If you want to continue the conversation, you can jump to the chat room with me, smoothdrama.com. Other than that, I'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth.